Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOfirst.com. Don and Mike,
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
George Bush.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you. The Don and Mike
Show. How about you, Shep Smith?
Just a bunch of white trash.
Right. Shep Smith. Well,
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Right. They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
You're a goddamn genius!
Well, Mike, it's time for the Newsmaker of the Week. And now the old thing we used to do with the Nigerian Nightmare, Timmy Obibide.
No.
It's a real newsmaker. This is a woman who has a shop, has a store, a business.
Yes.
And I'm just making a prediction now. This business is doomed to fail.
Really? Why?
Name of the business is the Lemon Drop Whatnot Shop.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
The Lemon Drop Whatnot Shop.
Uh-huh. And the lady's last name is Colon.
Like our good friend Harry Colon.
This is Colon. Hello, how the heck do you pronounce the first name?
Georgina.
Hi, Georgina.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
You
have a business, the Lemon Drop Whatnot Shop. What do you sell in there?
Whatnot?
Oh.
Georgina, has anyone hipped you to the fact that that this show has been on a crusade against the word whatnot for us a very long time, about 3 months?
Yes, I've heard that.
You've heard that.
I'm a listener.
Oh, you're a listener. So you know about our feelings about whatnot.
I do. Where is your store located?
Prince Frederick, Maryland.
And really, Georgina, what do you sell in your store?
Oh, we have baby stuff. We have purses, flip-flops, chocolate body paint. We have jewelry. Wow. We have everything. We have whatnot.
Whatnot. God. Listen, here's the thing. You got to think of something else that rhymes with lemon drop, because we're only concerned about you. This is a word that's in our vernacular right now.
You're concerned about her business, right?
Yes, because eventually America's going to realize what Mike and I have realized. And,
yes.
And please don't take offense at this. The use of the word whatnot takes down your IQ immediately by 25 points.
Oh, it sucks your brain juice out.
Yeah.
It truly does. It sucks your brain juice.
Rob's got it. How about the Lemon Drop Flip-flop shop?
Oh, my God.
Well, but then it's just flip-flops. We have more than just flip-flops. Yeah.
Do you sell lemon drops in your shop?
Yes, I do.
Are they good lemon drops?
Yes, they are. They're the Lemonhead lemon drops.
Well, why do lemon drops get such prominent placement in the name of your store?
Excellent question.
Well,
is it because they rhyme with whatnot?
No, Lemon Drop was first. What Not was a tagline. Came afterwards. Secondary.
So we can fix this.
So
you can actually take What Not out of the title of your business.
The Lemon Drop One-Stop Shop.
Hey!
One-Stop Shop.
Huh?
Everybody uses One-Stop. Yeah.
But honey, everybody uses What Not. We're trying to rebel against it.
Why fix something that's not broken? I'm guessing before it was the Lemon Drop Shop.
No, I just opened December 1st. The name started off, I went down my list of favorite martinis.
I got it. The Lemon Drop, and I'm going to use stop again, the Lemon Drop Fun Stop Shop.
Fun Stop.
The Lemon Drop Fun Stop Shop.
Uh-huh. I think you could either call it the Lemon Drop, you could call it Lemon Droppings, you could call
it the
Lemon Drop Shop.
Lemon Droppings.
But you got to take whatnot out of there.
If you see Lemon Drop, you don't know if it's a bakery, a candy store.
And, honey, when you see Whatnot, it tells me that there's someone with a low intellect running the store. It tells me that maybe I'm going to get the better end of the change in the store when you're trying to count out change.
Well, if you're saying that, then maybe that would motivate people to come in the store.
Hold on. Rob's got another one. The Lemon Drop Kindergarten Cop Shop.
That's good. Well, you know, I've been thinking about that. If you can come up with a name that kind of conveys the diverse selection we have.
Hey, I got it. I got it. What? Here we go. This what? Is a lightning bolt. This is timely as today's headlines. All you might right. have to change some of your merchandise. The Lemon Drop Hip Hop Shop. You just, you know, you sell some stuff for the hip hop culture.
Honey, really, have you never seen anyone on TV being interviewed and they're speaking and they're talking and they say, well, the problem in Iraq is the fact that the Iraqi government cannot stand up to the insurgents and whatnot.
And then the alarms go off.
And at that point, right away, it's like, oh, my God, whatnot. It's the word of the idiot.
Georgina, what's your biggest seller?
It's actually two words. Martini glasses.
Martini glasses. Now, hold on. That's a whole different thing.
Do you sell Kleenexes or handkerchiefs?
Yeah.
Then we can call it the Lemon Drop Snot Swab Shop.
Hey, wait, but you said martini glasses. Yeah. How about the Lemon Drop Have a Pop Shop?
Have a Pop? Now it sounds like a soda fountain.
No, have a pop. That's a pop. In fact, people in England say you're on the pop when you're drinking.
How about Lemon Pop?
Lemon Drop.
Lemon Drop. Suck. C-word shop.
Oh, that's good.
C-word that means man's thing. Lemon Drop Suck.
They won't. It would. They wouldn't. You'd have to be in a particular, you know, zone for that.
You can't have a sign.
It sounds
you wouldn't
to
be able to put the city fathers wouldn't approve that.
Isn't she running a store that sells like sexual novelties?
Do you sell sexual novelties in your store, Georgina?
We actually have some of that too. Yes.
Chocolate body paint.
That's right. Done. That's done. Put there that on the go. Sign right away. Paint it.
Big hard seesaw shop.
And you sell lots of sweets. It's a novelty shop. The Lemon Drop Novelty Shop.
That sounds more like Spencer's now.
Well, are you competing against them?
No.
How long have you been in business?
How long have I been in business?
Yes,
ma'am.
We opened on December 1st.
And how long ago did he leave you?
Oh, stop it, Rob.
Don't start that.
Stop.
Yet.
Sit
don't
down.
I'm just guessing.
Stop it.
Just don't start that right now.
Jesus.
A little too early on that, Rob.
My God. So I like, we've given you all these options. Is there a chance you could change the name?
If you came up with something that really grabbed me, something that encapsulated the store, I'm open.
We're like a walking advertising agency right here.
I do not know what to tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
We've given you a million good ideas. The best idea that we've given you, though, is you should take whatnot out of the title of your store.
And then pop in something brilliant. Hey, is your store successful?
Yes, we're doing great.
You're doing great. And it's novelties. It's candy.
Flip-flops, purses.
Purses.
Jewelry.
Jewelry.
Why did he leave you?
Now, why am I laughing when you say it? It sounded less hostile. Mm-hmm. Is there a Mr. Georgina?
There is.
And he still lives with you?
He does still live with me, but, you know, that could change. My IQ is dropping.
Yeah. Now, be honest. Was the whatnot thing, was it his idea?
No, actually it wasn't.
God, I hope
not. Like I said, I needed a tagline to clarify what Lemon Drop was. No, it's not a candy store. It's not a liquor store. It's not a bar. It's not a bakery. It's
whatnot
a
shop.
Whatnot shop.
You know what that is? That is the key to financial ruin. I don't know what else to tell you, honey.
Well, we're going to have to check back with her to find out if she's going to be successful with
this. Take all of your money out of the bank, dig a hole in the backyard, and get it all in pennies, put it in mason jars right now.
The fact that you're successful right now is that people have not discovered this whatnot thing that we've been crusading against. As soon as that happens, it's going to be a disaster, so you do have to save your money.
It's going to be the big going out of business sale.
You'll have to come to our next guy's beer tasting night and see for yourself.
You have a beer tasting night?
Mm-hmm.
You sell beer in the whatnot shop?
No, we don't sell beer.
We just have a tasting.
Party, right.
Oh, you have a party in the whatnot shop.
Yeah.
The Lemon Drop Whatnot Shop.
You know what this is?
It's a friendly, happy place.
I got a new Sounds name like for your it. Place.
What's
Future
that?
Parking Lot.
Wow, you really, that's you think harsh. It's really going to fail, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Future Condominium.
Are you on a block with a lot of other businesses?
I am. I'm in a strip mall in the Fox Run Shopping Center in Prince Frederick.
Oh, well, then forget it. Then it's going to be something like nail in your coffin, or it'll be a manicuring manicure store.
Incidentally, that's the Don's idea for the chain of nail salons. Uh-huh. Nail in your coffin.
But it'll be some type of manicure store that has a clever name like that.
Right. Have any of the other business owners come over to protest the name Whatnot at all?
No, not one yet.
Get along well with the other merchants there?
We do, very well.
We've talked to her long enough. I'm ready to come up with my diagnosis. I believe that she, in fact, is not only infected, she's a carrier.
Of Whatnot?
She's a mother carrier. She's a queen bee of Whatnot.
Of Whatnot.
Yeah, she's spreading it.
I don't want to swat her. I don't want to step on her. I don't want to kill her.
No.
I don't want to eradicate
her. No, that's taking it to the extreme, I would think.
You want to just let me know I'm going to fail because of my IQ dropped.
Oh, because of the word Whatnot.
Whatnot.
The IQ Whatnot. Drop Whatnot shop.
But feel free to contact us if your business does succeed.
Okay.
And if you come up with another name, really, let us know immediately.
Good luck with your knickknacks, your brickbracks, your dildos.
Knickknacks, paddywhacks.
Oh.
Everything
else. I don't like knickknacks. I don't like knickknacks.
I thought dildo was going to be the word she didn't like.
She listens to this show, yeah. She's fine
you
with
don't,
that.
So hold on. You like Whatnot, but you don't like knickknack.
No, don't like knickknack at all.
Hello, I'm speaking to Miss Backwards right now. I swear to God, honey.
Well, good luck, Georgina.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And keep listening to our show. And change that name within the month, please.
I'll keep you posted.
Lemon Drops and Whatnots.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Keep laughing. The laugh of the damned.
The eternal, mirthless laughter of the damned. And best to your husband, too.
The laugh of the soon-to-be bankrupt.
What's his name?
And you know what? When you're sitting there and they're putting the padlock on your door, you're going to say, why didn't I listen to those stupid disc jockeys?
I don't know why I didn't call you to begin with.
Dom, when do you think the actual Whatnot crusade will hit its peak? Mm-hmm. I know we're still on the cutting edge, don't you think?
I think, Mike, we're looking at a crust maybe by Labor Day.
Labor Day, that's soon.
Good. I think really a key indicator in the Whatnot season is the NASCAR.
Yes.
How the Nextel Cup race is going, depending on which driver seems to emerge as the favorite.
The day that NASCAR drivers stop using the word Whatnot is the day we will have succeeded.
You've won.
And that day will not happen.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
Until then, the terrorists have won.
Well, here's a key. Georgina, do you sell any NASCAR supplies or any NASCAR novelties in your shop?
We had one thing. It was an apron for a tailgating kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Do you remember the driver?
No numbers on it.
No numbers on it.
Did it just say NASCAR?
No, it said, I think, tailgate crew chief.
Tailgate crew chief.
So like generic NASCAR. Yeah,
generic NASCAR.
It's like when you want to buy an NFL thing and it's got like green and gold, but it doesn't say Green Bay on it. It just says, I like football.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We have everything. There's just not one word that conveys the breadth of it.
Do you sell leprechauns?
I have a little leprechaun.
Of course you do.
We've got everything.
Now I'm starting to picture this shot very, very well.
Me too.
Do you sell
picture.
Do you sell old-fashioned penny candy?
I do have old penny candy. Not all of them, just the lemony ones.
Does your store smell like cat?
Oh, God, no.
No, it smells like candles. You know it smells like candles.
Yeah, of course.
Candles and kitty litter.
Yes, candles and kitty litter. There's a good name for the shop. What about candles?
Candles and kitty litter.
Candles and kitty litter. And you don't even have to. You don't even have to sell the kitty litter on a regular basis. No. Just keep a couple of bags and a lot of cats around.
I'm not a crazy cat lady.
That's a good name for a DJ team as well. Hi, everybody. I'm Kittens.
And I'm Kitty Litter.
Hold on,
Candles.
I'm sorry about that. Hi, everybody. I'm Candles.
And I'm Kitty Litter.
Let's talk about dildos and the Whatnot Shop.
Yeah. They're calling it the dildo shop.
Oh. Yeah. That would work. If we ever find our way to your shop, do you sell bullets?
No bullets.
Good for you.
Why bullets, Rob?
Because I'd want to kill myself.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Yeah, as always, Rob Spiewak had to ruin it.
Yeah, there's Rob.
As always.
There's Rob getting overly violent.
The bad guy, Rob Spiewak. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Good luck, honey.
Bye, Georgina.
Bye.
That's Lemon Drops and Whatnot. Uh-huh. Is it Lemon Drops and Whatnots or Lemon Drops
the
and Whatnot?
Singular. The Lemon Drop Whatnot Shop.
Mm-hmm. soon to carry bullets.
It's in all the dictionaries, and it's from a phrase from the 1500s.
Oh, don't ruin this. Don't say it's in the dictionary.
Been around.
Well, is it really in the dictionary?
Yes.
For a brief time, wasn't was up also in the dictionary, though,
well,
as well?
Not real dictionaries, not like Webster's.
What is the definition of whatnot?
Well, at two, really, but the main one, the one everybody uses, something or anything of the same or similar kind, like, here's an example, sheets, pillowcases, towels, napkins, and whatnot.
Oh! Stop it, Buzz!
I'm quoting the dictionary.
Why not just put an ice pick through our eyeballs?
I have no ice pick.
I had no idea that you mean... It's proper usage?
Well, it's in the dictionary. I don't know if that makes it proper. It's just there. Jeez. I just thought you'd like to know it'd been around since
a lot of ugly words are in the dictionary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying,
very
buddy?
Very long time. You got a tough fight ahead of you.
A lot of ugly words are there. You don't want to repeat in front of women and children.
I'm sorry.
This is true. Some words that were used to describe plowing the field, but it's a real nasty word. Something to do with seeds, I think.
It's a sweet word. That's a sweet, loving word.
It's a descriptive word.
Hi, Yanni.
I put her picture up on the Daily Log for today.
Johnny,
she's actually kind of hot.
Is she hot as balls?
I'll bet.
Really?
Maybe not quite as balls, but she's pretty hot.
Wonderful. That's quick.
She hot as scrot?
Quick, quick, quick.
Hot, hot as taint?
Place your bet now.
Place your bet. Quick, quick, quick.
Oh, most honorable daughter must break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.